Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It seems nearly every department on every public university campus in Virginia is dealing with a shortage of money to one extent or another. And as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the art school at VCU is no exception.
This story is by Brent Baldwin, a reporter with Style Weekly in Richmond. VCU takes great pride in the fact that it's got the number one public arts school in the nation. But some of its faculty are not happy with their pay. Part-time teachers, they're called adjunct faculty, make up half of the faculty in the school. But it turns out, according to a group calling itself VCU Arts Adjuncts Organizing for Fair Pay, that they are dead last in the U.S. News top 10 rated art schools in adjunct pay.
Are they finding the university sympathetic at all?
The new dean, Sean Brixey, has met with the group and has approved a 25% increase for the spring semester. The pay had been $800 per credit hours. It's now going to be $1,000 per credit hours.
The story, though, indicates that the teachers are hoping for a little more than that.
Heidi Trepanier, an artist known around Richmond, she is the spokesman. She points out that these adjuncts receive no benefits, no parking, and all that means that they basically work one day a week for free. Dean Brixey says that adjunct compensation is a market-driven factor, and in fact, he agrees that the market indicates that VCU needs to do more to increase adjunct compensation overall to be more competitive. And he's seeking to do just that.
One way would be by developing new revenue sources. The dean says he's working on that. David, a story now by Eric Hartley in the Virginian Pilot. A pedestrian bridge in Norfolk's Hague neighborhood is getting loaded down with padlocks. Why?
Apparently some people have taken to putting love locks. These are when people write their names and lock it to a bridge. This has been inspired by bridges in Paris and elsewhere that have gotten a lot of attention. There's been a few padlocks on the bridge for years, but the reporter notes that this began to skyrocket a few years ago when more attention to these Paris and other cities happened.
The neighbors see this as vandalism, and they say the city won't do anything about it. So they've taken the initiative.
They've researched the law and found an obscure 1919 statute that says if a circuit court must summon a special grand jury whenever a complaint is made by five or more citizens about a public or common nuisance. And so they're seeking to have a grand jury impaneled to investigate these love locks.
One obstacle, as noted in the story, would be that even if the grand jury finds violations of law, it would be next to impossible to track down this large number of suspect lovers. So who would they prosecute?
One theory is the city could be held responsible as the property owner for cleaning up the mess.
A judge will decide whether to seat a grand jury. The Norfolk City Attorney says he has no plans to intervene as of now. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.